Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Are you making any resolutions for the new year? Are any financial? If so, we have some guidance for you from an analyst at Wallet Hub.
Take us with you on the train, in the car, on your walk, at the gym. WSJ Podcasts, sound ideas for the digital age.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Joining us on the line is Jill Gonzalez. She is an analyst at Wallet Hub, the personal finance website. Jill, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
What can you tell us about making financial resolutions? What guidance or insights can you provide?
Well, we can start with a few, and I think the first thing, a lot of people think the word budget, and they might think, oh, you know, I'll cut down here. Only 40% of adults actually even have a budget. Make sure that you're making a strategic one. So, of course, that kind of takes into account a few things. A, you really just need to get reacquainted with your finances and reassess your priorities for 2016. Might look very different than that for 2015. So really figure out, you know, gather your bills for the past few months, make a list of your recurring expenses in order of importance, and then see what else you can really add or cut away.
What would be a good area to cut back on?
Well, as cutting back and then saving, I think, kind of go hand in hand here. So as far as cutting back on things that you think you need but you don't, so maybe that's your daily Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks run that really just adds up weekly, monthly, yearly, cutting away some of those non-necessities and then taking about 15% and adding that to all of your savings account, almost treating that like another bill you have to pay, and then from there, really spending what you have left. So almost treating savings like another bill, set it up on an auto payment plan, and that I think will add to both what you cut away and then really what you have left later on.
You mentioned automatic payments. It seems easier than ever these days to put yourself on an automation system. Do you encourage that?
Absolutely. So one of the most avoidable problems here that people run into financially is that they miss due dates. So that's due to pure forgetfulness, tardiness. No matter what happens, you can really avoid that. It's easier than ever just by setting up auto pay. And that's just recurring monthly payments from a checking account. You can do that for the full balance, minimum amount required, or even a customized amount that you figured out will work for you from month to month. And you can do that for pretty much every type of bill you have, from credit cards to cable. So do that as soon as you open up a new plan, and then you should be good to go.
How important is it to get out of debt?
Getting out of debt is creeping up to be more important than it was right back into the Great Recession. So right now we're seeing the typical credit card debt, just credit card debt for households is right over $8,000. Back in 2008, it was around $8,400. So making sure that you get out of debt so that you can sustain the amount that you actually have is very important. And of course, this might be easier said than done, but there's definitely different strategies, whether you utilize a 0% balance transfer credit card, get a credit card calculator, you know, pay off your highest interest balances first. All of those things can combine to really help you get out of that debt.
The Federal Reserve has already hiked interest rates once, and there is talk that it may happen a few more times in 2016. Given interest rates might be going up, what do you recommend that consumers tackle first in terms of paying down debt? Should they look at paying off student loans? Should they look at dealing with car loans? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you're absolutely right. The Fed will probably raise rates, if not in March, then definitely in June. So that is going to really affect your rates that are tied to the prime rate. And a lot of times, those things are not going to affect your fixed rates. So that is typically a federal student loan. That's typically an auto loan. Anything that's non-variable, you don't have to worry about as much. Things like your credit card, that's directly one-to-one tied to these federal increases. And that is what you should really be worrying about first, especially if you're worrying about some type of increase.
And if I'm out there thinking about buying a home in 2016 or buying a car, what advice do you have?
Well, I think both things are going to see pretty good years. Homes especially, you're going to want to buy before that June kind of federal rate hike deadline. So I think we're going to see a lot more people buying houses in the first portion of 2015. Cars, we're going to see them sell like hotcakes. Probably around 18 million new vehicles will be sold by the end of the year. So the market is generally yours. You know, you really can shop around here. People want to sell and consumers do want to buy. But before you do any of that, make sure you A, know what your credit score is, and B, try to improve it as much as possible. You can save typically $1,400 on an auto loan, $2,300 on a mortgage. That's just the difference between good and a bad credit score.
She is Jill Gonzalez, an analyst at WalletHub, the personal finance website. Jill, thank you very much and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, John.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts. Money Beat.
Personally, I think the Fed's making a lot of noise.
Heard on the street.
Can Tesla's hype live up to the rough road ahead?
Watching Your Wealth.
So often, people talk about millennials not making any money, but in fact, there are some really wealthy millennials.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.